Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a pirate radio style respace for jungle and old school DNB. We're going for that rough, immediate, speaker rattling vibe, crisp transients up front, dusty mids in the middle, and a solid mono sub underneath. Think rewind energy, warehouse pressure, and that raw first drop feeling where the bassline has to move hard without turning into mush. This is a beginner-friendly build, and we'll keep it mostly inside Ableton stock devices. We'll use Wavetable, Operator, Saturator, Auto Filter, EQ8, Drum Bus, Compressor, Utility, and maybe a little reverb or delay if we want atmosphere. The goal is not to make one giant super bass. The goal is to layer the job properly, sub for weight, resmids for attitude, and a little edge for the attack. First, set your project tempo to 170 BPM. That's a classic starting point for jungle and old school DNB. Create one MIDI track for the bass, and if you want, also set up a drum track or bring in a breakbeat loop so you can hear how the bass interacts with the drums right away. If you have a return track for reverb or delay, keep it ready, but don't worry about that yet. On your bass MIDI track, load Wavetable. We're going to use it for the rescore. Start simple. Use two saw-style oscillators, slightly detuned from each other. You don't need a huge amount of detune. Just a small amount can create that classic res tension. If you push the unison too far, it can get blurry fast, especially in DNB where the low end has to stay focused. Now sketch a very simple MIDI riff. Keep it short, maybe two bars, and use only 3 to 5 notes. For this style, the groove comes from the rhythm and the tone, not from complicated melodies. A good beginner pattern might be the root note repeated with one small jump up, or a little call and response shape. If you're writing in F minor, something like F, F, C, Eb, F can already work really well. The important thing is to leave space for the snare and break to breathe. Now let's shape the res sound. In Wavetable, choose a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff down to start. We want a growling mid-range, not an overbright supersaw. Add a little movement with a slow LFO on the Wavetable position or the filter cutoff. Keep it subtle. We're not making a wobble bass here. We just want enough motion that the sound feels 11 slightly unstable, like old hardware or a worn tape signal. If the patch feels too clean, that's good news, because now we can rough it up in a controlled way. Add Saturator after Wavetable. Push the drive a little, maybe a few dB, and turn on Soft Clip if it helps keep the peaks under control. This is one of the easiest ways to bring out the mids and make the bass feel more urgent. If it starts to get harsh, back it off a bit. You want bite, not pain. Now we need the sub. This is important. In DNB, especially this style, the sub should usually live on its own track so you can keep it clean and mono. Create a second MIDI track and load Operator. Set Oscillator to a sine wave, and turn off the other oscillators. Keep it mono. Use the same MIDI notes as the res track, but keep the sub simple and steady. That low sine is the floor under everything else. It gives the bass physical weight without cluttering the mids. On the sub track, add Utility and set the width to 0% so it stays fully mono. Also keep the volume controlled. The sub should support the groove, not dominate it. If the sub is too loud, your mix will feel huge but vague. If it's too quiet, the whole bassline loses its body. So listen at low volume and find that spot where you can still feel the note movement clearly. Back on the res track, let's shape the attack a bit more. One of the keys to crisp transients is making the note front edge feel defined. That means using note lengths, velocity, and a touch of saturation instead of relying only on EQ. Shorten some note lengths slightly so the bass speaks, then gets out of the way. Make accented notes a little louder in velocity, and keep ghost notes softer. Even a tiny difference here can make the groove feel a lot more human. If the bass needs more punch, you can also try drum bus on the res layer. Keep it subtle. A little drive can help bring forward the body, and a touch of transient can sharpen the attack. Be careful with boom, though. It can be useful, but for this kind of bass it can also get messy fast. The sub should stay clean and separate. The res layer can take the dirt. Now let's clean up the mid so the sound feels dusty instead of muddy. Add EQ8 after your saturation and drum bus. This is where you make room for the character to live. If the sound feels boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If the top edge gets too sharp or edgy, ease a little around 2 to 5 kHz. Don't overdo the cuts. You're not trying to sterilize the patch. You're trying to make it readable and rough at the same time. That dusty old-school flavor comes from controlled degradation. A little saturation, a little filtering, maybe a touch of bit reduction if you want it, but only lightly. The sound should feel like it came through a battered radio or a worn-out mixer, but it still needs to hit hard enough to work in a modern session. This is the balance. Grit with clarity. Now check the stereo image. This matters a lot. The low end should stay centered and solid. Use utility if needed to narrow the reach a bit. If the patch is too wide, it can feel impressive in headphones but weak in the club. Keep the sub fully mono, and if the reach is spreading too much, reduce its width until the center feels stable. A lot of beginner bass problems come from stereo phase issues that make the low end disappear in mono. It's a good idea to test that now. Collapse the mix to mono for a moment and listen. If the bass loses its power, the patch depends too much on width or phase tricks. We want the sound to survive everywhere, from headphones to cheap speakers to a proper system. Now let's talk about bounce. The pirate radio feel comes from how the bass line sits with the drums. Put your breakbeat in and start moving the notes around the spaces in the rhythm. Don't fight the snare. Let the bass answer the drums instead of sitting on top of them. That call and response energy is a big part of jungle and old school D&B. Try building an 8-bar loop. Use a simple motif for the first 2 bars, repeat it with one small change, then bring in a pickup note or a little variation later in the phrase. Then give yourself some space before the loop resets. That little gap can make the next round hit much harder. In this style, silence is part of the groove. You can also automate the filter cutoff slightly over the phrase. For example, let the reese open up a little on the first note of a section, then close down toward the end. Keep the automation subtle. We're not doing dramatic modern EDM movement. We're making the loop breathe. Tiny moves can make the whole thing feel much more alive. A great beginner habit is to listen at low volume. At low volume, the bass either communicates clearly or it doesn't. If you can still hear the rhythm, the note changes and the attack shape quietly, you're on the right track. If it turns into a blob, you probably need less low-mid buildup or a more defined transient. For arrangement, think like a DJ tool. An intro might begin with filtered bass mids, then the full sub enters on the drop. That way the track has a clear entry point and a clear payoff. In a DJ-friendly arrangement, you want useful sections: intro, drop, breakdown, and outro. That makes the track easier to mix, and it gives the bass more impact when it finally opens up. If you want to make it feel even more like pirate radio, don't clean everything up too much. A little roughness is part of the identity. The goal is not pristine polish. The goal is power, clarity, and attitude. Let the mids be a little worn. Let the attack be a little sharp. Let the sub stay focused and solid. Here's a quick recap of the core workflow. Build the reese with detune saws in Waveeatable. Keep the sub separate in operator and make it mono. Use saturator and maybe drum bus to add edge and punch. Shape the mids with EQ8 so they stay dusty but not muddy. Tighten the note lengths and velocities so the transient feels crisp. Then write the riff around the breakbeat and snare so the groove locks in. If you want to practice this fast, set a timer for 15 minutes. Make a 170 BPM project. Write a 2-bar riff in a minor key using only 4 notes. Build the reese. Add the sine sub, put on saturator and EQ8, keep the sub mono, loop a breakbeat, then adjust the bass so it sits around the snare instead of fighting it. Finally, automate the filter slightly across the phrase and export a rough bounce. If you want to push it further later, try making 3 versions of the same riff: a clean version, a dusty pirate version, and a rave-ready version with a little more attack. Same notes, different feel. That's a great way to start thinking like a real D&B producer. All right. You've now got the foundation for a pirate radio style reese bass in Ableton Live 12. Keep the sub clean, keep the mids alive, and let the drums and bass breathe together. That's how you get that raw old school energy with a modern workflow.